This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native people say there are double standards in the way they're treated by law enforcement after watching largely white President Trump supporters violently storm the U.S. Capitol Wednesday. People in Indian country took to social media pointing out differences at Standing Rock in 2016 when Native people and their allies were blasted by water cannons and shot with rubber bullets by law enforcement in tactical gear. Others shared photos of Greg Greycloud being removed from the Senate in 2014. He was arrested when he sang an honor song after a pipeline bill was defeated. Here's Greycloud in a Facebook Live video.
When we sang the song in a Senate gallery that time in the Capitol building, we had Senate passes from our senators. We had passes to be in that building. To be exactly where I was sitting, I had a pass. I had permission to be there. You look at what happened yesterday. Ain't nobody had no permission sitting in no VP's chair. That was disrespectful.
Nick Tilson, president and CEO of Indian Collective, is facing up to 16 years in prison for felony and misdemeanor charges, which include allegedly stealing a police shield during a land back action in July 2020, leading up to President Trump's visit to Mount Rushmore. Tilson says when indigenous people mobilize, they're met with militarization, police brutality, and over-prosecution.
We stand up for our land and we stand up for our rights. And, you know, to sit back and watch a group of white people, you know, some with guns, basically get a walk into the doors of the Capitol is crazy. It exemplifies white supremacy and white privilege in society today.
Tilson says there's also a sharp contrast between what happened at the Capitol and actions by indigenous people.
We come from a movement that we're accountable to. And indigenous people and as indigenous communities, we're accountable to our people, we're accountable to our actions, and we're accountable to much of our ceremonies and the things that ground us and make us, you know, connected to our identity. And to quite frankly, connected to the very things that we're fighting for. That's why we engage in nonviolent direct action. It's why we engage in direct action. It's why we take direct action. Whenever we take direct action, we always infuse parts of our identity and our culture and our ceremony.
And it's not just indigenous people seeing a disparity. Images of Black Lives Matter protests are being shared. President-elect Joe Biden, in remarks and on social media, weighed in Thursday, saying no one can tell me that if it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesters yesterday, they wouldn't have been treated very differently than the mob of thugs who stormed the Capitol. Meanwhile, Republican Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, insists the violent riot at the U.S. Capitol was spurred by a small group of what he calls antagonizers. Mullen spoke to Oklahoma TV station KOCO News 5 before the building was completely secured. Mullen says he spoke to some of the officers injured when the protesters forced their way into the Capitol.
And I didn't just hear it once, I heard it multiple times. They said there was a group that broke away from the protesters. And when they broke away, they had, quote, evil in their eyes. That was the antagonizers. That's the ones that came in and did this destruction. These weren't your normal Trump supporters. These were a different group of individuals that came there to cause trouble.
Mullen also told the TV station neither he nor Donald Trump bear any responsibility for inciting those who participated in the violence. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org. If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci at bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.